A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "The Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised." Then he said to all, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. What profit is there for one to gain the whole world, yet lose or forfeit himself?" The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus insists that his way of life will involve suffering. Suffering is the mystery of life. This week, a 13, 15, and 17-year-old were each gunned down as they walked a city street in Chicago. An 11-year-old girl died of wounds sustained from a shooting 2 weeks ago. Yesterday, a dear, holy, gifted woman died after a sustained battle with lung cancer. And earlier, at the beginning of the week, a 48-year-old man with a wife and 3 children was released from hospice so that he might die in his home. 50 people died on a New York plane crash. And how many children went to sleep frightened of their own parents or hungry for affection? And how many families buried loved ones in Iraq who are listed as collateral damage? And then 3,500 people were laid off by just one company on one day alone this past week. The list could go on and on. And on this Lenten day today, we hear Jesus say, "Take up your cross." What is he, nuts? Does he know what he's asking? Or have we in some distorted way applied his command, "Take up your cross," to any suffering we cannot explain? Does "take up your cross" explain suffering or living? It seems to me that Jesus' suffering can be explained. It seems to me that Jesus is specific about his suffering. It is rejection. The rejection does not stop him. He will not, cannot stop loving, healing, teaching, calling to conversion. Jesus is incarnate love. Incarnate love does not have a choice but to breathe deeply, and with each breath there is resolve. Resolve that rejection will not stop love's breathing. There is where the cross comes in. When love comes to a wall, an impasse, a command to halt, love crosses over. Love crosses over the wall, crosses the impasse, crosses over the command to halt. In crossing over, Jesus makes a choice. It can look like Jesus chooses suffering, but isn't what Jesus chooses unremitting love? He is told, "Stop healing. Only heal on certain days." He is told, "Stop forgiving. never forgive in God's name, only your own. And stop teaching. The synagogue, the temple, elders, priests, scribes, Pharisees, these are the locus for teaching, not a carpenter. But these things are the essence of Jesus' love, healing, forgiving, teaching. To stop this loving is to stop breathing. Jesus doesn't choose suffering. He chooses living. And life chooses him. This is the mystery. Suffering is not such a mystery after all. Suffering is. Life is complex, and suffering a part of the complexity. But suffering is not all there is to life. It is not even the most important part of life. Love is. Love holds together this complexity. When Jesus tells us, take up your cross, he is acknowledging this complexity and refusing to let it stop what he knows as the essence of life. The love he breathes in and out of the Father's life, in and through him. Jesus, so at one with God's own breath, so at one with God's own breath of love, that he knows we too can be one with them, one with him. I pray that they may be one in us, that they may be one even as we are one. It is the risen Christ who tells us, take up your cross. The risen Christ telling us to live. Jesus chooses life. The divine God life chooses him. Because life chooses Jesus over suffering and death, he lives. The risen Christ is asking us to catch on to his breath of love, and love as he loves. Love so profoundly that we are healers, forgivers, teachers. Love so completely that dead ends don't exist. There is always a way we find to cross over. There is always a way to take up your cross and live.